Good morning, good morning. Welcome to A Heart for the People Christian Ministry here at WWDB 860 AM Talk Radio. We want to thank you for joining us today on this beautiful Sunday morning. We thank God for another day that he has saw us through the night and has allowed us to open our eyes to see another beautiful day. Today I want to come to you from the book of Psalms, Psalms 150. But before I do that, I just want to share an announcement with you. On September 25th, at 11 a.m., come out for a day of remembrance. As you know, or you should know, September 25th is National Day of Remembrance of Murder Victims. We will be having a celebration located at the corner of Wagner Avenue and Comac Street. You can bring your chairs, bring balloons, remember our loved ones murdered in our city and across this country. Location, as I said, will be Wagner Avenue and Comac Street. It'll be on Comac Street. All are welcome. There will be poem readings, inspirational music, words of encouragement, a time of prayer, moment of silence, and finally a balloon release to end the program. And we will be honoring a young man at 19 years old who was murdered right at that intersection last April. His name is Mr. Brian Lamar Hurd II. He was gunned down pretty much in front of my house. So we want to remember him as well. So come on out and join us and remember those who have been lost to the senseless violence that has taken place. In the book of Psalms, we are talking about a closing hymn of praise. God's creation praises him everywhere in every way. We should join this rejoicing song of praise. Psalms 150, verse 1 says, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp. And verse 4 says, praise him with the trombone, tambourine, and dancing. Praise him with the strings and flute. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with the resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everything that has breath should be praising the Lord, should be honoring him, giving thanks for what he has done and how far he has brought you. Thanking him for the food that is on your table. Thanking him for the roof that is over your head. Thank him for the job you may have or the little change you may have in your pocket. But all thanks should be given to him. He is the one who has supplied your strength. He's the one who has waken you up or woke you up this morning. He put your feet on solid ground. We attribute everything that we do to something or someone else other than God. God is the one who has created us. He's the one that who's breathed the breath of life into us. When we look at verse 3 and 5, praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp. Praise him with the tambourine and dancing. Praise him with strings and a flute. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Music and song were an integral part of the Old Testament worship. David introduced music into the tabernacle and temple service. And you can find that in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 4 through 7. The music must have been loud and joyous as evidenced by a list of instruments and the presence of choirs and song leaders. Music was also important in the New Testament worship. Ephesians 5 and 19, Colossians 3 and 16. And even today, a lot of churches that you may go into, they have drum sets, they have the organs, they have the keyboards. electric guitars, the bass. Some may have horns. And there are some who just don't have any kind of instruments, but they sing. They raise their voice. They clap their hands. They pat their feet. And they may have a tambourine. All of this is attributed to praising our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So in 150 verse 6, how could the message be more clear? The writer was telling the individual listeners to praise God. What a fitting way to end this book of praise. And that's what Psalm is, a praise, poetry, giving honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, with a direct encouragement for you. It's amazing how you could be going through something or dealing with a situation. And as you're dealing with that situation, sometimes music or a song may come on or come to your thoughts and you start patting your foot. And sometimes you even get to the point where I'm not going to say you forget what you're dealing with or what you're going through, but it does take your mind or ease your mind to where you're not so upset. You know, music does calm the savage beast, as they say. Music does change your mindset. So there's nothing wrong with that. It says, with a direct encouragement for you, praise God too. Remember to praise him every day. It is important that we acknowledge God every single day. Too many people acknowledge God when they need something or when they've already received something, but then they turn around and they put him away until they decide, well, I'm good for now. When I need him again, I'll pull him out. And that's something that we have to get away from. One of the things that I express very, very sincerely is that God is not a jack-in-the-box. He's not a toy. You don't wind him up. He pops out. You do with him what you will. Then you put him back in the box and you put him back in the closet. You shut the door. You forget all about him until the time comes when you're either going through something or you need something from him. So it's important that we acknowledge God every day. When we wake up in the morning, thank you, Lord, for opening my eyes this morning. When we sit down and we eat, thank you, Lord, for the food that you have provided. You know, while we're sitting down at our dinner tables and we're eating a nice hot meal or whatever it may be, there's somebody out there that's eating out of a trash can that does not have the luxury of being able to go into a kitchen and open the refrigerator and take food out and cook it and then sit down and eat it. Some people are digging through trash cans just so they can find something to eat for that particular time of that day. And it might be once a day. Who knows? You know, we can go back to the refrigerator 3 and 4 times. So we need to praise God for that. People living in cardboard boxes while you're living in a nice home. You know, we're entering into the fall season and winter will be right behind that, and we turn the heat on and we're good. You know, some people are living in cardboard boxes trying to gather newspapers or whatever they can just to keep warm. So we have a lot to praise him for, and we should be praising him. We should not be taking what we have or what we're asking for granted. And we almost act like it's owed to us or something. The Bible tells us that you came into this world with nothing. You're going to leave here with nothing. You don't own anything. You know, we sit, we fight, and we argue about material things, things that end up broken or stolen or whatever the case may be. And these things are replaceable, but your life is not. I try to remind people that when the Lord calls you, it says your name or calls, that's it. There's no do-overs. There's no, you know, second chances. Oh, I listen, when it's done, it's done. And everything that you worked hard for, everything that you have accumulated, purchased, or what have you, it is going to be sitting here, left here, when you're long gone for somebody else to fight over. And that's usually what happens. You know, I have done so many funerals, and it seems like the first thing people talk about is, well, mom left me this and dad left me that, and why can't I have this and why can't I have that? They're supposed to be for me. It's material. It's material. The person hasn't even been gone a good day yet, hasn't even been in the ground that long, and you're arguing and fighting. I have seen funerals destroy families just based on material possessions, and it's not worth it. But I thank God for me. I thank God for my life. I thank God for my health, my strength, that I'm able to get up in the morning. I'm able to see a new day. It may not be a perfect day. Things may not go right all the time, but guess what? I'm here. And I give thanks to that. Another day to see my children. Another day to see my wife. Another day to just give thanks. And I thank God for that. So when we look at the book of Psalms in 150, and say, look at verse 6. In a way, the book of Psalms parallels our spiritual journey through life. It begins by presenting us with two roads, the way to life and the way to death. The way to death, that road is wide open. Anybody can walk down that road, but when you take that road to life, that road is very narrow. And all those bags and baggages that you're carrying on that wide road, you cannot take on the narrow. It's not enough room. That wide road allows you to carry your sin and what have you with you, but that narrow road, it's just you. If we choose God's way to life, we still face both blessings and troubles. Listen, you need to understand that God did not say, just because you've accepted me as your personal Savior, just because you've given your life to me, you've confessed your sins, that everything is going to be peaches and cream. He never said that. If he went through things on his way to the cross, what makes us any better than him? And this is a question that I ask. What makes you think that you're not going to go through things, that you're not going to have to deal with situations and problems and issues? These things are going to come your way. You have signed up for it almost. You could say that when I gave my life to him, this is what I signed up for. This is what I'm taking on. Because nobody ever said being a Christian would be easy. He just said it would be worth it. See, we're living in the here and now. We're not thinking about what's ahead of us. And I'm not talking about tomorrow. I'm talking about eternity. We're not thinking about what God has for us. All I know is right now I'm living here. I'm doing this job. I'm getting ready to go on a cruise. I'm doing this. I'm buying a car. I'm doing this. You know, we don't take the time to ensure that our spiritual life, our spiritual growth is on point. So it's important that we make sure that we're giving God thanks for what we have. Don't take him for granted. Don't think, well, he owes me this. He doesn't owe you anything. You owe yourself. You owe yourself a better future. When I say a better future, I'm talking about beyond. You know, once you leave here, where are you going? Once you leave here, what does eternity hold for you? What direction are you looking to go? We still face both blessings and troubles, joy and grief. And I can tell you that we are facing grief. I can tell you that I'm dealing with grief every single day. I deal with grief after losing my daughter. I've lost my father. I've lost my mother-in-law. Dealing with grief is an ongoing emotion. It's something that just will not go away. But God is at our side. So no matter what you're dealing with, no matter what you're going through, no matter what problems you may be facing, we need to understand that his word says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you always. And I can say from experience, with some of the things that I have been through, I would not be sitting here talking to you today if it was not for him. Success and obstacles, you're going to face either or. Some things are going to be easy, some things are going to be hard. But just know that as long as you continue to give thanks, as long as you continue to praise him, as long as you continue to glorify him, you will never walk alone. There will be nothing that you can't do or handle because he is with you. His word says that we should lean on him when we're weak. Lean on him when we're tired. Seek him for our strength. And it's something that should be done every day. God is at our side guiding. He's encouraging. He's comforting. And he's caring. I did a sermon a couple weeks ago that there are benefits to being with Christ. And these are some of the benefits. He has saved you. He has brought you from where you were to where you are now. Sometimes it's okay to look back and say, man, this is where I was last year. But look at where I'm at today. Those things that I never thought that I would make it through, those things that I never thought I would be able to handle, here I am. So I know for me, on the day that I got the phone call that they found my daughter, if it was not for God, if it was not for his faithfulness towards me and my faithfulness in him, I might not be here right now. But because of my closeness, because of our relationship, that I'm here. I made it through. And trust me when I tell you, whatever you're dealing with, it's not bigger than him. It's not bigger than God. Whatever you're dealing with or going through, I promise you, he can handle it. When you're at the end of your rope and you feel like you just can't go any further, God is our hope. God is the one that we should be able to go to. We have a bad habit. We want to run to John down the street or Mary up the street. We want to get on the phone and call somebody. But the thing is, they cannot do what God can do. And in order to explain this or relate to this, you have had to experience it. And you can. You experienced it and probably didn't even know it. As you got up this morning, you know, we say, oh, the alarm clock woke me up. Well, the alarm clock may have sounded, but God opened your eyes. And this is something we need to understand. We do nothing under our own power. So as the wise and faithful person, that person's life draws to an end. He or she realizes clearly that God's road is the right road. I don't know about you, but I want to end up in heaven with him. I want to be by that throne. I want to be part of that 144,000 that he has brought up. I want to get my righteousness, which means I want my white robe. So I don't know what your heart's desire is, but I know that I want to be standing right there with him. To an end, as he or she realizes clearly that God's road is the right road, knowing this will cause us to praise God for leading us in the right direction. Now, he's going to lead us in the right direction. He's going to show you the way that you should go. The question is, are you going to accept it? Which direction are you going to go in? Which way do you want to fall? Hopefully, I want you to fall forward. Don't fall backwards. Fall forward. Fall into the arms of Christ. He's standing there at the end of the road with his arms open wide. He's saying, I'm right here. I'm waiting for you. Come to me. And I will give you rest. Lean not unto your own understanding, but lean only on me. Our understanding will put you on that narrow road, or that wide road. Our understanding, our way of thinking, will cause us to do things that we should not do. The opportunity to be able to speak to you today, next week, last week, is an opportunity afforded by God. There is no way that I can have a heart for sin, for wrongdoing. I've made my mistakes. I've said, done things I should not have done, but I know that God has forgiven me. Man may not forgive me, and that's fine, but I don't have to stand before man when I get to heaven or on that judgment. I have to stand before Christ, and we're so worried about pleasing somebody else, pleasing our fellow man, our fellow woman, or pleasing, you know, this person, that person, and we don't take the time to make sure we're doing the right thing and living by God. So when God is leading us in the right direction and for assuring our place in the perfect world, God has in store for those who have faithfully followed him. There are rewards for doing the right thing, and there are consequences for doing the wrong thing. Which are you able to handle? Which direction do you want to go? I know for me, it's easier to just follow the instructions. It's easier to live a life for Christ. We don't know the day nor the hour when God is going to call you home. We are sitting here and we are so worried about when Christ is supposed to return. When is he coming back? Some people have even predicted a date and time, but the Bible tells us that not even the angels know when he's going to return. But instead of being so worried about when he's going to return, what time he's coming back, is it going to be New Year's Day? Is it going to be Christmas? Oh, somebody said, you know, he's coming back December 5th, 2024. The question is not when, but the question should be, are you ready? If Jesus came back right now and was knocking on your front door, is your heart ready to receive him? Are you ready to face whatever he's going to bring? Are you ready to face whatever is going to happen? Stop worrying about time and start worrying about your heart. And the thing is, he said, you don't have to fix anything. He's not going to put that burden on you. But what he wants you to do is come to him as you are. Give him the opportunity to do what needs to be done. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. His praise in the assembly of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in their maker. Let the people of Zion be glad in their king. And make music to him with tambourine and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the humble with salvation. Let the saints rejoice in his honor, in this honor, and sing for joy in their beds. May the praise of God be in their mouths and a double-edged sword in their hands, to inflict vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with fetters, their nobles with shackles of iron, to carry out the sentence written against them. This is the glory of all the saints. Praise the Lord. Although the Bible invites us to praise God, we often aren't sure how to go about it. Here, several ways are suggested in dance, voice, and musical instruments. I need you to understand and remember this. God enjoys his people, and we should enjoy praising him. So take the opportunity to just give God some thanks, give him some praise, and let him know that, Lord, we love you for what you have done. We thank you for bringing us this far. We thank you for allowing us to see another day. There are some people who are in the hospital who will never come home. Their terminal, that's where they're going to be at. You have a home. You have food. You have a family. Give God praise and give God thanks. So today I just want to say thank you for joining us here at WWDB 860 AM Talk Radio. My name is Reverend Lee West. I just want to thank you for joining us today here at A Heart for the People Christian Ministry. And always remember this, that no matter what you're going through, God loves you. He loves you better than anybody else can. You need to thank him and praise him for that love. God bless, and I will talk to you soon. Formed against me shall prosper. It won't work, no. It won't work, say.
should know.